KFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open, 884-9910. And remember, if you see something, say something. Your voice really does matter. You can email me if you want to at Monica at 991 FM Talk, just like Nicole did. And I got her to call back. Nicole, thank you so much for your email last night. And this is how we work. Nicole sent me this at 10:30 last night. Thank goodness I was up and I was reading it and just having a great time. Nicole, thank you so much for calling back. And I just want to read this one line as you were speaking with people with the school district. We do not live in a communist dictatorship as much as the embattled Washoe County School District Board wishes that we did. That was priceless, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's talk.
Time to talk to me.
Let's remind people, because I know we've talked before, about the MAP testing and why you were concerned about this and why you wanted to opt out of it.
I wanted to opt out of it because I see it as intrusive. One, a waste of resources, a waste of time. Multiple teachers I've spoken to agree with me. They give you these vague test scores, which don't really tell you anything. The questions are shrouded in secrecy. The tests are adaptive, so no two children are even taking the same test. As you answer questions correctly, the questions get harder. As you answer questions incorrectly, the questions get easier. I don't see how they're helping. I'm not okay with it. I don't want my son participating in these tests. And also, you know, John Eppolito, his big thing is the privacy concern. What is this information being used for if it's not helping the teachers? What's the point?
Well, and it's to put your child into a certain category, a certain box.
Right. And for everyone to be common, because this is Common Core, and we want all of our children to be on the same level. No one's better. No one's. We're all just the same. I don't agree with it. And I went to an open house the other night. And another thing is, they're not telling us now before they're administering these tests. I had no idea. I went to the open house. I was told that my son would actually be taking the MAP test the following day. I spoke in length to his teacher about how I felt about it and how I didn't want him to take it. She told me it wouldn't be a problem. He would be put into a third grade class that wouldn't be testing until later that afternoon. So he wouldn't be just sitting there, you know, staring at a wall. The next day, I just assumed everything was fine. According to the school, they tried to reach out to me. They didn't dial 775, so they couldn't get me on the phone. I didn't see the email until last night. But my son told me that he was told, and this is his interpretation of it, he was told that he had to take the test or he would be kicked out of school. The teacher says he wasn't told that. The principal says he wasn't told that. And maybe that is just the way he interpreted it. But either way, he should not have been put in a position where he had to do something I told him, his teacher, the teacher in front of him, I didn't want him to participate in, you know, to take an 8-year-old and then say, well, actually, mommy's wrong. You do have to do this. Not okay. I was just livid, so mad. I went ahead and I emailed you what the principal had written to me, which was that it was a required. I'm not allowed to opt out by law. And what they're referring to is SB 391, which is a bunch of doublespeak. It doesn't differentiate the SBAC versus the MAP. It just refers to testing. And what the principal this morning and I, you know, came to the conclusion about is we can go round and round and round about what's legal and what isn't legal, but she is only voicing what the assessment board is telling her. And she's trying to show me these emails the assessment boards are sending her saying that it is the law. I don't have an option to opt out. But having read this SB 391 at least a dozen times just last night alone and picking it apart, there's no specific language that says that I'm not allowed to opt out. There's something called a good cause opt out. Me as a parent having a right to opt my child out should be a good cause in my mind.
Yeah.
And it also makes, the language also makes it seem as if it's at the principal's discretion, which she doesn't seem to believe. She's kind of, I felt like maybe I was more versed in the law than she was. And, she referred to legal still translating it more or less so everyone can understand it, and told me that she would be putting me directly in touch with the assessment board before the 6th when they begin to do the practice testing for the next series of SBAC and MAP testing, which I don't want him to be a part of. He went to class today, my son did. The testing, I mean, what was done yesterday was done. There wasn't more testing today like I had thought. And I just feel like my rights as a parent have been violated. And I don't believe that the Washoe County School District is allowed to dictate to me what I can't or can't choose for my son.
Well, I'll tell you, Nicole, in their eyes, you're wrong about that. When you put your child into a school and you know, that bell rings at 8 o'clock, that child is theirs. And I'm so frustrated that you have to go through this. And it's just like the ridiculous comments that people make about the SHARE program, about the sex education program. Say, oh, well, they can opt out. You know, that's... We have to look at the school district as a whole. And I applaud you so much for doing this. Repeat what you just said.
And then the stigmatism, you know, imagine being in high school and your parents have to opt you out of sex education because it's so far off base from what your family's core values and beliefs are. Then you're looked at as if, you know, what are you, some sort of prude or something? Your mommy and dad, you know,
you're ostracized.
It shouldn't have to come to this.
Yeah, it shouldn't. Do you know about the special meetings with the interim superintendent?
No.
Okay. This is how the process, and I hope you have time to do it, this is the process of how you start making waves and you get in somebody's face. Are you near McQueen High School, Sparks Library, Chamber of Commerce, Wooster High School, or the Washoe County School District Administrative Building? Are you near any of those?
Yes.
Which one?
I'm central. I'm kind of midtown. So Wooster's definitely right there.
Okay.
Not sure where,
so
the chamber,
I want you to.
Everything is accessible.
I want you to remember this. Wednesday, September 17th. Write that date down. September 18th, okay, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Wooster High School Career Center.
Okay.
She says that she's giving the community a pathway to positive progress, and she wants to answer questions and give feedback. Dr. Kristen McNeil is going to be holding these meetings, and she wants to know what's going on. And I would be at that meeting and just be directly in her face and saying, what's up with this? Because let me tell you what happens is they come up, this is in religious organizations too, I'm learning, that if the entity as a whole is doing something that they don't want people to know about, or they don't really want you to opt out, what they do is they give you a script to go by. And so basically, the principal, whoever you talk to, is going to give you double speak from the script that they're going by. And they're going to keep you running in circles and going around and around and around. Now, are you sure it is SB 391? Is that something that was done this year?
It's been, there were changes made to it recently, I believe within the last year, saying that it was required for third grade to take some sort of competency test showing that they're at the level of literacy that they need to be at. But it doesn't refer specifically to the MAP test. It doesn't refer specifically to SBAC. And it also says somewhere within all of that wording that there may be other means used to other than, you know, this required quote-unquote testing. There may be other means used to get out of taking this test. And it doesn't
okay, I was confused because I'm in Nellis and I'm looking up SB 391 and I can't find it. SB 391 in Nellis. Yes, could you please email it to me? Because when I type in SB 391, it's revises provisions relating to deputy marshals in certain courts. So the stuff that they go through and they find that it's important when our kids are being just so brainwashed. It's incredible. But I commend you as a parent for going through all this because I can hear it in your voice how frustrated you are. And when I told people at a group gathering, actually, it was the American Patriots Sparks Nevada, that we were having an, you know, opt-out day. Don't take your kids to school the first day of school and let your voice be heard. A prominent Republican actually told me, really, you're advocating for this? Why don't you go in front of a school board and address this with the school board? I said, because they don't listen.
They don't listen
to parents.
And what we're just going to remain dead last. You know, what happened to the uproar over Common Core that was there when it began? You know, so many states are doing so much to stand up for our children. And I don't know what more we need to do to get people's attention and get them to understand what is going on here and that we do have power to change it, but we have to do it together.
Exactly. And Nicole, and that's what we need. We need parents like you who are standing up and voicing these concerns. And let me tell you about Common Core, why it's not being considered now. Because there were national stories that states could opt out. And so the way that it was worded and the way that it was presented was we were done with Common Core, basically. People in Nevada don't realize that Nevada did not opt out of it.
No.
So I've had numerous emails. I thought we were out of this. I thought we didn't have to do this. No, Common Core is still in place here in Nevada. So the fight's not over. John Eppolito is out there and trying to get this message out, you know, daily, weekly. But people have branded him, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he's not, with the district.
So helpful. And sometimes I've been studying up on this and all these laws for a few months now, and I'll find something and I'll think, you know, well, I don't really understand this, or what is this actually saying? And I can send it to John. John and I have never met in person, and he'll respond to me, you know, with break it down for me, give me more resources. He's an amazing person. I don't know how he does what he does. Exhausting.
But you know what? Battles are.
Right.
But that's how we win. We get exhausted and we just keep going forward. So send me that information. And Nicole, again, I'm sorry that you're going through this, but thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody who is listening to your story and starting to realize what is going on with the Washoe County School District and in our entire system here.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Nicole. Thank you for calling. 884-9910. If you don't let people know what's going on, then those who are in their elected representative positions, those who are hired to be the administrators, such as our superintendent, they're just going to tell you what they want you to know and what they want you to hear. That's just the way it is. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for joining us on the Monica Jay Show. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. All right. I said I was going to put it on my website. at 991fmtalk.com, but I haven't been able to get to it because you guys are keeping me so busy. So I just posted it on both of my Facebook pages. I have two different Facebook pages for Monica J. One is Monica J. Productions. The other one is just Monica J. If you go on there, you can see the dates that Dr. Kristen McNeil is going to be out and speaking to the community, and she wants your feedback, and she wants to answer questions. Yet, she's only given you an hour at these different places. So there you go. I just posted it on both of my Facebook pages, so you can get those dates on your calendar. Most of them are in September, but there's also one in October as well. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada at 884-9910. We got the phones backing up usually as we talk about the Washoe County School District. Let's go to John. John, what would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about, I was at the, after following this very closely for the several years, I was at the school board meeting and spoke where when Tracy Abrams was fired. And there was no animosity personally. It was just interested in facts and details and evidence about what was going on, why she was fired. The whole thing is remarkable to me. But what I wanted to know is, and I talked to some of the parents there and during, before, and after the meeting, and what we wanted to know is, I'm glad that you just posted, I just heard that you just posted some information on your website. What I see a need for in Reno here, in Washoe County, is a general website for planning, event following, for communication of the parents, where they can organize, where we can plan, where we can keep in touch with each other about what's going on, because this problem is not going to go away. It's going to require a long-term effort from all of us, and we need to have some sort of a place, you know, a website where we can follow each other, events, listen to stories, share, and plan, and be there. Because as the lady said that was talking, you talked to before, she said we have the power to change things, but we need to do it together. So I don't know if there is a website like that, but I definitely see a need for that.
You know what? There is a huge need for it, John. And let me tell you what the problem is. There used to be a valuable organization called the PTA.
I remember the PTA. That's what we talked about.
Do you remember the PTA? Well, the unions have pushed out the PTA. They have shut down the teachers by intimidation, and they do not speak with parents because they're the union. So that is what has to happen. Somebody needs to start. You know, we have these wonderful things like Douglas County Rants and Raves. We have Northern Nevada Rants and Raves. We need to have a Washoe County School District Rants and Raves. And just get it started on Facebook and start directing parents and teachers there. Remain anonymous if you have to, but just get the information out. Because it is so important for the parents, John.
It's very important. The children are the ones who are vulnerable and who suffer because of what's going on in this school district. I see unbelievable stuff going on. I cannot believe that they managed to get rid of the PTA, which is one of the most productive organizations.
It's still out there, John. It's just not productive. You know, they'll still say, oh, well, you could still sign up for the PTA, but they don't accomplish anything like they used to because they get shut down by the unions. So teachers and parents just need to start talking to themselves informally and cut the union and cut all the district, you know, officials. Cut them out of the conversation. And
absolutely,
this is how you're going
to
make change. Yeah. John, thank you so much for the call.
I'm going to try to put it together.
Put it together and I'll publicize it for you. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
KKFT, let's go to the phone lines. Check in with Monty real quick. Monty, I've only got a couple minutes before we get to Fox News. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, Monica, they cut a lot of programs in the schools like welding, the auto shops. We know how I used to have the best auto shop there was, and now it's a muscle weight room. So if you don't want to be a muscle head, why would you go to that school?
Well, not only that, but if you want to participate in any of those programs, you've got to pay big bucks.
Oh, yeah.
So not only is the taxpayer,
yeah.
you know, it was wood shop and metal shop. That's what you did when you were a kid, especially a boy. You wanted to learn these things. Even girls want to learn these things now. But either you pay through the nose for it, or they just don't offer it because it's not available to everybody, Monty.
Exactly. I just wanted to share that with you, and thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Monty. What are we going to do? This is not just the Washoe County School District. This is all of the districts in Nevada. You don't want to become like California? You don't want your kids indoctrinated, liberalized, to where you have to deprogram them then? You don't want your kids to wander around thinking that there are 18 different genders? You want them to know how to balance a checkbook, even though we don't use them anymore? You want them to know how to create a budget, how to live life, how to change a tire? Guess what? You need to start paying attention and getting involved. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox News. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. John, you lit a fire under me. Last caller, just John. We were talking about what happened to the PTA and unions getting involved. Unions control everything. We had kind of this downward thing. Let me tell you, people are leaving unions at record numbers. Check the membership rolls. Why is this? Because people are realizing what they're doing. They're not representing them. They're not representing their values, whether it be the school district, whether it be the teachers union, whether it be the culinary union, whether it be the firefighters union, the police union. They are not representing the values because it's all political now. It's all about money and staying in power. John, thank you so much for lighting that fire underneath me. You don't have to worry about doing it. I just did it during the commercial break. If you go onto Facebook, I know a lot of people don't like Facebook, but sometimes you just have to use it to get the word out. I just created a group that is called WCSD Rants and Raves. It is a closed group, so you have to ask to join it. WCSD Rants and Raves. You can log on anytime if you're in the group. I want parents, teachers. I'll be keeping out people who I know are just spreading the same old numbers, who for some reason or not want to blow, you know, sunshine up people's skirts and say that we're second in the country. We're so wonderful. Clark County is dragging the numbers down. No. We are just above Clark County when it comes to the numbers. So go on to Facebook and find WCSD, Washoe County School District, Rants and Raves. So a rant, get the truth out, like Nicole did. And I have to send out a quick thank you, actually, to James. Thank you so much for sending me that. Earlier, Nicole and I were talking about SB 391. The reason I couldn't find it in Nellis was because I was in Nellis, if you don't know, is the legislative website that searches bills and goes over them. I was looking in this last session. SB 391 that she was actually speaking about was from the 78th session. So 2015. So if you want to find information on what we were just talking about with Nicole in the last half hour, go into Nellis, the legislative website, SB, so Senate Bill 391, and that's from the 78th session, 2015. If you are a part of Facebook, if you are on there, put the request in to be a part of the group. If you know a teacher that is being intimidated and you know that they are doing a fantastic job, they're awesome, put a rave in. If you know something is going on that you're not being told the truth about, like opting out of tests, of share, how kids are being treated, if you have a bullying story, put it in the raves. It's WCSD, Rants and Raves. Let's blow this up so the administrators, you know, all those deputy superintendents, all of those higher ups, because we already see how Kristen McNeil is going to work this. She's only going to give you an hour to speak at different, to speak with her at different meetings. She wants input, we'll give her input. All I ask is that when you go to this site, and I just actually posted there as well, I posted the times and places she will be speaking, all different times. You know, she's got 12:30 to 1:30 at the Sparks Library. She's got 5:30 to 6:30 at McQueen. So you don't have to necessarily go to McQueen to hit that meeting for those times, because that's a convenient time, 5:30 to 6:30 for some people. I can't see it just lasting an hour. That's, you know, interesting. But this is the information, as John was mentioning earlier, this is the information of how we get things done. And that's very nice. Just in me sitting here talking, we've already had two people join the group. I've invited people to join, like John Eppolito and Paul White, so you can start hearing from the people who have done years of research on these things. Yep. People are always screaming at Paul, what's your credibility? What's your credentials? 30-year educator from the Los Angeles County School District. I think he's dealt with a lot bigger issues than we've dealt with here in Washoe County. And yet, for some reason, people keep trying to shut him down. Same with John Eppolito, trying to make it look like he doesn't know what he's talking about. So this is our place to now talk about it. Let's do this. WCSD Rants and Raves. Oh, and I also invited David Carter, the Nevada State Board of Education trustee that was on there that resigned. We'll start getting, you know, good information from that standpoint as well. I urge someone, a parent, a teacher, just somebody who cares in Lyon County, in Story County, in Churchill, in Douglas, Nye, Esmeralda, all of them. Do this. Somebody in that area, start a group for your school district, for your school setup. If this is how we're going to talk to each other now, if social media is the way that we are going to connect and get what we are feeling out there, then so be it. But please do it. Because PTAs, they're shut down by the unions. Teachers are intimidated. And parents, as you have learned here, if you have spoken in front of the school board of trustees, aren't being listened to. They're not being paid attention to. It's fallen on deaf ears. I mean, how much money are we going to sink into a lawsuit with Tracy Davis because the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees renewed her contract 2 years ago when it should never have been renewed? You got to love those elected representatives representing you. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. How are you today?
I'm all fired up for a Friday. Or I mean for a Thursday.
Well, I just wanted to talk, just give comment about teachers. You know, the desperate need for teachers here in Nevada. But my wife was a teacher in Roseville. And she was there for 26 years, and she's reached a point, you know, shooting for 30, typical. And she come home and she says, if I don't get out of here, she says, I'm going to have a heart attack or a stroke. And it wasn't the kids. Yeah. It was the operation of the district, and Roseville's supposed to be one of the best. And so she retired early, and we wound up coming over here 5 years ago in Gardnerville, and best move made. Now, she was so frustrated, she would not sub nothing. She wanted nothing to, I'll go flip hamburgers before I ever go back into teaching. She made it a year, and she now subs in Gardnerville, you know, in Douglas County. As she said, this school district is absolutely wonderful compared to what she would come from. But here's the thing. The thing is, it's about taking care of teachers. Now, I'm not saying, yeah, you know, that we do things off the wall of crazy things like sometimes California does of taking administrators, moving them into positions for their last year before they retire and go from, you know, $4,000 a month to $10,000 a month in their retirement because they moved just before they retired. That's a game California plays. But I'm just talking about good teachers, reward them, and show and that the teachers that take care of the students and teach the student, and give a reward system for it, and give the teachers that new ones coming in and saying, wow, I got something to look forward to. It's all about productivity. I'm from Michigan, and I had battle with my kids in the school district, and it was the school that I graduated from. I literally went in there, and I told them, I says, if your teachers don't teach, I'm going to come in and sit in on these classes. And legally, they cannot stop the parent from doing that. So they cleaned up their act. Started being teachers, and because they didn't want me in there. So it, you know
that's funny that you say that, Dave, because Paul White, who is a 30-year educator, applied to be a substitute teacher, and they refused his application. And they wouldn't give him a reason why. And we know it's because they didn't want him in there pointing things out of what was going on.
Of course. Now, that's Washoe, right?
Yeah, Washoe.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just shows, it shows where the problem really is when they do that. You would think that they would welcome somebody to come in, be a sub, and welcome their comments in order to make the school district better. But it's all about
That's not what they want.
Yeah, they're not looking for that.
Yeah.
They want to keep
Dave, I am...
And they wonder why teachers won't come.
Yeah. And you wonder why, just like your wife did, I work with someone whose wife is a retired school teacher, and she is in her 30s. You know, why... I'm sorry. Gosh, she's going to kill me. She's in her 20s. And why is she a retired school teacher? Because she will not work in this district. And that is sad. That's why we can't get teachers here.
WashU definitely has a bad reputation.
Yeah. And we need to change that. Dave, thank you so much for the call. And I'm so glad that we got you here. And Gardnerville, you're living in an absolutely beautiful area. KKFT, the talk lines are open. Share your stories. Congratulate somebody. Give somebody a pat on the back. This is your live and local FM talk show and your FM talk station. It's 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk. So glad you're here with me at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can always shoot me an email. And of course, don't forget, we just started up WCSD Rants and Raves. We need to start getting the information out with parents talking to parents and teachers talking to parents and getting the administrative body out of the conversation and let people know what's really going on. Something else that's going on is a big giveaway. And so who do I turn to for all the fun stuff that we do on this station? Well, of course, it's Jerry Evans.
Ta-da.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello. By the way, thank you for... pretending to be nice to me, and you know, occasionally it'd be nice if you sucked up to me and acted like you liked me or respected me. So thanks for doing that. I'm heading out of tomorrow. I'm going to be starting a drive to New Mexico, an area I've always wanted to see and hunt in, and chasing the elusive wapiti with a sharp stick and a bow. So, anyway, hey, I wanted to just give a quick plug. Watch the time for
I'm picturing you in a loincloth doing this, running across the desert.
Nah, I don't know. As long as I had on some sort of shoes, maybe. I just told a friend of mine today, just keep it. Actually, after I do this, I come back. Then we head to a cast and blast trip for ourselves, which I'll plug in a moment. But then I hunt in Utah with a muzzleloader, a black powder. So I told the guy today, keep an eye out for a raccoon hat for me, if you would.
Oh, geez.
So this Saturday.
So let's talk about cast and blast.
Yeah, cast and blast. What that is just like it sounds. Casting, you'll be fishing on the Salmon or the Snake River. You'll go to where the fish are, fishing for sturgeon, steelhead, other things. And as you go along, there are a couple of spots that Homer Brown, a veteran and the owner of HD River Excursions in Idaho, will pull off. If you've got a dog, bring your own dog if you want to. Otherwise, he's got dogs. You can get out and chase Chucker for a while. The trip will be given away this Saturday at Sportsman's Warehouse between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. So you still have time to go into the Reno Sportsman's Warehouse only, register, and you could win not only the trip, Monica, but a brand new pointer shotgun as well, courtesy of Legacy Sports International.
I want the shotgun.
Well, register to win because you're disqualified automatically. Hey,
that's what I thought.
Hey, speaking of guns, too, there's going to be a little bit of controversy next week, which you can cover, and I'll make it a poll question as well, because the Washoe County Republican Party, there are people within the party that want to stop doing gun raffles. And anybody that goes to these events knows that the biggest fundraiser usually is a raffle for a gun. So you'll get more information, and I'm sure you'll be talking about it. And where I have cell service, I will be monitoring you from New Mexico in the little town of Albuquerque. Yes, there is an
Albuquerque.
It's not Albuquerque. Nope, it's not Albuquerque. Oh. It's Albuquerque. about 15 miles west of Taos. And while there, I will go visit Kit Carson's place where he lived, and also Bent's mansion where, or house where the family was slaughtered during the Taos uprising. Very historical area. Looking forward to getting there and doing that.
Well, bring me back a souvenir, and you know that most of the fundraisers that I go to include guns.
I'll get
so
you some.
If they cut those out, I will probably not be going to a whole lot of fundraisers.
I'll see if I can find some Taos Lightning, as they called it. That was the Mountain Men liquor that was used quite a bit in the day. I'm sure there's Taos Lightning.
Hey, lightning in a bottle. I'll take it.
All right. All right. Well, have fun.
All right.
A great Labor Day weekend.
Be safe. Thank you. You too. And be safe in your travels and good luck hunting in whatever form you're going to do it in. So there goes Jerry Evans, owner of the station and, yeah, my boss. Hey, the talk lines are for you. This station is for you. This is your voice for all of Northern Nevada. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM.